You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Balls. So we're all here today. This is Lee, or I am Lee.
This is Lee.
Because it's a podcast. Right. That was Lisa, and she has sunglasses. Why do you have sunglasses?
This is Lisa.
Shit.
Because the sun is right there.
Oh, is that what it is? All right. Doxy is here.
Corey Hart. Oh, no, wait. That's sunglasses at night.
Sunglasses.
Future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Name that band.
Hey, hi, I'm Doxy.
Welcome to Facebook Live. And I think we all had sugar, and Jackie's here with us, and we're gonna tell you who Jackie is in a minute, but you probably all know who she is because she's much cooler than I am. All right, so Bras, Bitches, and Balls, we're back again. It's almost Halloween. Are you excited for Halloween?
Always.
Would you stop eating?
This is my breakfast.
We can't eat on the. I mean, you can do whatever you want, I guess.
Can, but people don't like chewing noises.
Alan!
Can't hear me.
Shut her off. I'm just kidding. Cut her off. She gets no more. Right. Oh, wait. That's what we say to the bartender. All right. So I did bring a bra of the week because the show is sponsored by Busted Bra Shop. So Betty, our lovely model, is wearing a parfait bralette.
Bralette.
That is modal. Feel it. Doesn't it feel it soft?
Woo!
Soft.
Wow.
Yes. Now, that is this bralette comes in several different cup sizes, starting at a D, I believe. Come on in, get fitted for this puppy. It's not nice, thick sides to it. It's got good support.
And it's now, wireless?
And it's wireless. And Betty's a double G, and she's in their G. The bands are tight, so it's not traditional sizing. If you know that you're a 34D, you might be a 36 in this one, but doesn't mean you have changed.
I like the little lace area.
It's just
area
the way
the
it
gore.
Is. They make it really pretty, right?
Yeah.
So if a little bit shows through your V-neck, big freaking deal.
It's
but
a perfect Saturday
so
bra.
Is this a comfort bra. Clasp in the back, or is it an over the head like the bra 30?
No, it's got the hooks in the back, okay. And it also has the J hook. So that it can be racerback or not. Doesn't have to be racerback, whatever you want to do with it. It comes in black and blue. We have the dark blue today that Doxy is
fondling
to our Anna.
Doxy needs glasses and they're on my head and they're not even working.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You don't have to J-hook it. You're struggling. It's okay.
I like the matching panties.
Thank
you.
Those are kind of fun.
Epic panties.
So these are parfait.
You told me this morning that you're going to be staying open late?
I'm going to stay open late tonight and tomorrow night. Today is October 24th.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the
25th,
2018.
100 years from now, someone's going to
want to know. I know, that's right, because we're going to be so relevant.
Because we're in
perpetuity, relevant.
The aliens that are listening to this.
So relevant.
Funny. Butterflies are not aliens, though I realize on the way here, aliens could be butterflies. And mess.
All right, she's not high.
are you sure?
She's talking about a story that I wrote called Bondage and Butterflies.
Oh, did you? Is that what you sent her?
Yeah, but I did have it on this show one time, so maybe we'll do a reading of it again.
She read it last year.
Maybe we'll do a reading of it again, but maybe we'll actually do pieces, parts, and characters and have a good time with it, because it's totally fucked up, but I love it. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done. I think I was possessed by something at that point.
November, they'd be good, because the whole rebirth of, you know, what butterflies go through.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we can
the
go
chrysalis.
There.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we were doing.
So anyway, we were talking
about
you
being
opening
open.
Late tonight.
I'm going to be open late tonight. I know. I love you, but cheese.
Squirrel.
I'm going to be open late tonight.
Because
we're having a sale.
Because there's a
full moon.
Okay.
Yes, there's a huge full moon.
Oh, yeah.
Massive. Now, it's an optical illusion. The moon didn't get bigger.
We're so not. So it's like a harvest moon?
It is a hunter's moon.
Hunter's moon.
Last month was the harvest moon. Now it's the hunter's moon. And it's because right now, typically this moon is huge and it it told, from what my husband sent me today, it told our Native Americans, hey, you know what? It's time to go hunt and get your shit ready for the winter. Because mm-hmm. if you don't do it now, it's going to get cold. So this big hunter's moon was there. It's also called the witch's moon.
Yeah, nice.
Did you know that, Jackie? You did?
I did.
It's called the witch's moon. And I, again, glossed through this information very quickly. But the veil between the spirit world and this world, which one is real, I don't really know, is now we it it it
well,
it's
we're right near
foggy.
Samhain.
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah. See, they know more than I do. Yeah. It's all good.
We're witches.
But do you know what? And Patrick got really excited. This could also be the beaver moon.
I was going to say beaver moon, and I thought I might have the wrong moon.
I think it's next month is the beaver moon, actually. But
I like witches being followed by beavers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. We're not doing there, both.
So anyway, you're open late tonight. How late tonight are you open?
Tonight I'm open till 7:30. I'll be there fitting, and tomorrow night we'll be open till 8. There's actually an open house in the Park Shelton tomorrow night. So if you've ever thought, maybe I'll go buy a condo in Midtown. This might be a time to go see some of them. You could go upstairs and see Liz and come down and see me. Liz Tintinelli, fantastic real estate agent here in the city. Tonight, if you can't get too busted during our regular business hours, come and see me this evening. We'll be there till 7:30. Our sale is going to be our 10/20/30 sale. Buy one bra, get 10% off your whole order. Buy two bras, get 20% off your whole order. Buy three bras, get 30% off your entire order. Not going up any further than that, so don't try it.
That's pretty darn generous.
If you buy five bras, you still only get 30% off.
You get 30% off the entire order and all of your panties that you might want to buy and your hosiery. We've got some fantastic Halloween things going on. Not just on the bras.
Uber lube.
Best
keep pushing that one.
Stuff ever. It's really, really cool. Made in Chicago.
Jackie's like, I'm interested.
What's all right.
Else? No, I have it.
Oh.
Yay! Liking her already.
She's an extreme athlete.
So, Witch's Moon.
Yeah, the Witch's Moon.
A quote that I'm going to have tattooed on myself is, we are the granddaughters of the witches you couldn't burn.
That.
I did have that shirt on yesterday. I'm a little sad it wasn't on today.
Ba-bam!
That's awesome. So we've got lots of things to talk about, and I want to figure out, I want to talk to Jackie about what she does. Yeah. And I also know that we have a whole bunch of stuff, but I'd like to do some kudos out to my mother.
Aww.
She might be watching.
Hi, Mom.
She might not be watching because, you know, she might not. Anyway. We'll see. But she sent me leggings. I'm almost 50 years old and my mother still shops for me. And she's like, that's I sent cute. You a surprise. So I don't know if you can see my leggings, but
aw, nice.
Aren't they cute? Adorable. Spider webs, pumpkins.
Pumpkins, kitty cats,
and sugar skulls.
Owls.
I love that the pumpkins face both ways. So when you're looking down at them,
you,
they look
you can
like
see them
you can
too.
See them too.
And same with the skulls.
Same with the skulls. And, yeah. and the yeah. cats.
So it's a lot of fun. She sent me two pairs of leggings, and so I'm not. The other ones are thicker. They're really warm, and so that I can get all comfortable. But that's also why I brought that wonderful bralette. It's very, very comfortable. It's
so
time
soft.
To get comfortable, people. We need to get more comfortable. We've all been tense. Mm-hmm. It's a good time for some chili and cornbread and hot cocoa and
cider.
And voting. Yeah.
And Ninja Bread Men cookies. So so there you go. All right. On to our guest. Ladies. I would like to introduce you to Jackie Smith. She owns Coventry Creations and Candlewick in Ferndale. So
I have a question.
Okay.
Is Coventry like the English spelling or is it like coven and tree?
It's the English spelling. It is.
But I sure like the way you're breaking it up.
Well, yeah.
Because in my head,
talk,
I'm
going
to say
like,
Coventry from now on.
I know when it's unsolicited mail because it's coven-tree.
Oh, that's funny.
There you go. So, yep.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'm in Ferndale, both of them.
I went to find your store, and I went to Coventry Creations, and that was your factory. Couldn't get in there. And then
well, they would have let you in, but they would have said, unless nobody was there.
I didn't see anybody want, and I was like, oh my God, I think they're in the wrong spot. And my 11-year-old's like, Just knock on the door. No, get back in the car. Just knock on the door. Get back in the car.
You're the one on, if I'm going away from Woodward, so if I'm going west, you're on the left-hand side of the street, correct?
Yes.
I was in there in May, and your staff is amazing.
Thank you.
No, thank you. You don't have to thank me. They were great. So they did all the work. And I walked in there and I was like, all right, I got these ideas. I want to make some gift baskets. And there was a young man behind the counter who just rocked it out so hard I wanted to hug him. He was fantastic. Mm. So thank you. Amazing service.
Well, that makes me really happy.
Good.
I don't get to be in Candlewick Shop as much as I'd like to. I do love having the store in Ferndale. I love talking to the folks that walk in. Yet my main gig is Coventry Creations, so that's where I spend most of my time.
That's at the factory?
President, CEO,
that's the factory.
And Enchantress.
Oh, shut up. That's great.
Yeah, my next card is going to have Witch in there, too.
Yeah, just get it.
I'm sorry. Great on the candles, but I see Reiki Healing Center,
mm-hmm.
Mojo Bar, and Akashic Readings.
Yeah.
Please explain.
It's okay. A Mojo Bar.
Yeah. So the Mojo Bar, that is a work in process. I had a big idea of how I wanted to create this Mojo Bar. Like you come up and you tell the bartender all your troubles and they'd help you make some mojo. The space didn't quite work for that, you know, so like put the name before the horse. Or before the cart, or however that's going to work. But really what it is, the whole place is a mojo bar. You come in and you talk to the staff and you tell them what your woes are. And we, whatever your problem is, we have a candle, a product, an herb, an oil.
Okay. I need to go there because I need some mojo.
A coffee mug for that.
I have a coffee mug for that. My coffee
Seriously,
mug.
Based on the interaction I had with the staff, it was exactly that. You know, so like, and they divided everything up because I was making packages and gifts, mm-hmm. and it was just, it was all based on the relationship and the conversation that I had. 100%.
I love it. I love it. I've got some really amazing people who listen and can help out.
And you can tell.
Do you have a Reiki Healing Center there?
We have currently until the end of this month.
Okay.
My business partner and sister and soulmate, Patty Shaw, she's my Reiki Healing Master Practitioner. She does classes on it. I was feeling that. Thank you. And although it's just hard to have a Reiki Healing Center in a bustling store.
So
she's going to be moving that to a different location, but we're still working together on all that stuff. And she's still an owner of the store.
I believe in Reiki, too. Have you two ever done it?
I have had it done once, and I did feel better afterwards.
I've had it done.
And I am skeptical.
Yeah, I'm so skeptical, too. But I've had it done like 3 or 4 times, and the first time was majorly skeptical. I'd gotten I was at a place, and me and a buddy ran into each other head first. Boom! And I was seeing little stars. Mm-hmm. And a friend's like, sit down, let me Reiki you. And I was like, whatever. So, right. And I sat down, because I was in a lot of pain. And I was like, just do what you got to do. And when that person was done, I was like, well, damn, I felt a little high, like in a good way. You know, yeah. I was just like, well, in a good way. But I just felt really relaxed and really comfortable.
Yeah,
and
unburdened. Unencumbered.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Unencumbered.
Ding.
Well done. So give us a little bit more information about Reiki, because I know there's people out there that are like what the fuck are they talking about?
So although Reiki is not my superpower, that's my sister Patty's superpower, Reiki is a system of energetic healing. So you're moving energy in your body. It is pretty ancient. Each Reiki practitioner is brought through another Reiki practitioner. So there's a lineage that you know exactly who you learned that Reiki style from, which I think is really cool.
It's like AKC registration, but for Reiki healers.
Yeah. So there's, so you're really bringing forward a positive.
Big, big dog person.
Real big dog person.
Dog, okay. Dogs.
Dog, dogs.
Though my dogs are all rescues and not AKC dogs.
I love that. That made me happy.
She has four.
Four. That's amazing. Four.
Yeah.
So the Reiki is what you're doing is you're moving energy through your body. And we all collect energy. You can feel yourself collect energy. Just think about when your shoulders get really tight.
And you wear them at right now.
Yeah, you're wearing like earrings or your heart races we all experience different bodily reactions to our energy getting stuck. Like, you know, you're walking and then you're like knee hurts or you get a muscle cramp. I mean, some of it's potassium. That's real. But some of it's like different emotional reactions that you get stuck.
So you hit like there are chakras, right?
There are chakras. Chakras and Reiki are not the same system, but they, you know, we still use them.
We still use
yeah. So the chakra if you're interested and you have more questions, that's one of the things that we can come and find out a little bit more about from you in Ferndale. But I know you have an event coming up, and I really, really want to hit your event. Is this part of your superpower?
This is part of my superpower.
Okay.
Put
that cape on, baby.
Oh, I'm really excited and humbled by the event that we're going to do tomorrow night, which we picked a date. So a couple of us got together and we said, okay, what date can we all be there? We picked a date and it just happens to be one of the 3 days of the full moon. So it's called Empowered, Awakened, and Free.
Ooh,
moving, nice. Moving victim into victory. And this event is a community interfaith open ritual to help people who have experienced trauma because of abuse of any form. Move past that, to release that, and to find some healing. And Jim and Megan Poole from Renaissance Vineyard Church are helping me with this, and Terry Williams from Soul Practices. She's a shaman and a Reiki practitioner. She's helping with this. So it's really as interfaith as we can get in 2 weeks. I mean, we really pulled this together in 2 weeks.
So where
RSVP,
do people come?
Or do we show up? Yep.
Yeah. It's on the street of Planavon, at Planavon and 9 Mile in downtown Ferndale. Planavon is that street just at the corner of Detroit Axe and the corner.
Both had the weirdest looks on
I know, right?
I'm trying to map
so
it right now.
It's on the west side
There's
of downtown Ferndale.
Okay.
The Axe is a Detroit Axe is an axe throwing place.
Oh, okay.
That new place. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yep, I know where you're at now. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
That's where Aquaman would be.
Huh? Oh, took a minute. Woo! That one almost went over my head.
Listen,
but I watched.
Caught
I did
one
this.
Last
I was like,
night.
God.
You caught one last night that
did
was
I?
Really, really good. Yeah, we were talking about pretty men and.
Oh, I did catch that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, it was like a 3 second delay. I had to grab it by here and bring it forward.
So we were talking.
Pop culture.
We were talking about doing something and becoming.
I did not know Aquaman through X's.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, Google that shit. It's pretty. I'll even Google that because it's lovely.
I Google it.
But we were talking about Brad Pitt and being in Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was pretty, but he wasn't as pretty as Sebastian Bach. And all of a sudden, she was like,
Sebastian Bach was pretty.
What? Oh, yeah, Sebastian Bach was beautiful.
But not as pretty as Brad Pitt. Not even like care
Broadway?
About what humans look like.
Sebastian Bach?
He went to do
yeah,
Broadway.
Yeah, he did do Broadway. Yeah. He's still performing.
Yeah.
He's still gorgeous.
No, he's not.
He's still pretty. Now, Mitch Malloy is still absolutely gorgeous.
And
now
Mitch Malloy?
He's now the lead singer of Great White. He is still just like
she just
beautiful. And I saw him in person, like up close. I know he's still pretty. Not a lot of makeup there. Still really, really skinny.
This is me when I'm describing a movie. You know that movie that had the people in it that did
right.
the stuff? And there was
and
that
there was
guy
the thing.
And he had the hair.
Yeah.
And there was the chick and she wore that thing.
Me yeah. too.
Funny.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay. So there's an axe throwing place in Ferndale yeah, and on the street at the corner of that in 9 Mile.
Yep. So
tomorrow at what time?
We're going to gather at 8. We're going to do our shindig, our ritual at 8:30. It's great because it's also Fido Does Ferndale in downtown Ferndale.
Ooh, going to have movement around town.
Okay.
Yeah, so
good.
The street's going to be closed already
yep.
and chatting with the people at the DDA.
Perfect.
And I said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. And before I could get anything out of my mouth of like, where do you think? She goes, hey, why don't you do this on Planavon? The street's already going to be closed. And that Cindy over at,
thanks
over at
for
the DDA.
Support.
Yeah,
appreciate
so
you.
It's like done and done.
Yeah.
And then she cleared the way with the city and the police and everything for me. So Cindy rocks out.
Yay. So is there a
kudos to Ferndale.
Or is this just like a show up and
it's just a show up.
Gathering.
Hey, bring a drum. Bring a drum if you've got one. We're going to do some drumming and chanting as well. It's just going to be an awesome, you know,
release party
moment. Yeah, release party. Our own release party. I love it. I got it. I picked that one up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm picking up what you're laying down. This whole thing started a couple of weeks ago when I woke up.
I just can't.
Taxi's my friend. We have bonded on
funny.
The side of the table.
Her and I are like new
I
besties.
Brought you to some new people.
Yeah. That's it. I'm in. So actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I woke up one morning and I could like feel and see all the pain going on right now. Like you said, we need comfort right now. This is actually what we need. I could just like pollen in the air. I could see the pain that the pain clouds were all walking with around us. And I just said, I want to do a thing. And I said to a friend of mine who I literally saw on the street and I said, I'm thinking about doing a thing. And she goes, oh my God, I'm in. I'm going to help you.
And that's how it happens.
And then I sent an email to Jim over at Renaissance Vineyard Church, and he goes, okay, let's do this. And then now my friend who said, yeah, you should do that. I'm going to help you. She can't even be there. Oh, so, but it's fine. It's fine. Sometimes you just need someone to say, yeah, do this. And it's been a complete community thing. I put it out on Facebook.
You got an event page on Facebook?
I got an event page on Facebook.
All right, I'll post it on our page.
Thanks.
Then. Yeah.
No. Empowered, Awakened, and Free is what I called it. I like three words. I'm a witch. I like things in three.
Me too. That's my number.
Is the energy better with threes? Is that why last week when it was just us two, it was like, we're both kind of like Linus right now.
Everything is sad.
Everything is kind of meh.
We needed Snoopy over there.
Tigger.
Tigger.
She reminded me of the Snoopy dance, though.
Yeah, I was just doing it. Yeah.
And
I saw Linus,
I'm looking
though.
Across at a building that says Woodstock on it.
Shut up. Go.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
All right. But I do prefer Tiara. T-I-double-gurr.
Yeah, I love him. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Fun, 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 fun. I put the fun in funeral, too, but that's another conversation. Go.
She does.
It's true.
Funeral fun. Oh, so the way you were saying it came together reminds
fun,
me of
fun,
my
fun,
favorite
fun.
Book is a.
Oh my God, we're such squirrels.
We are such a tangent. All right,
my
I
favorite
give...
book as a kid was Stone Soup.
It's
kind of like
story.
That. It's like, okay, well, I'll do this, and then everybody brings something, and then you have a whole.
That's really what this whole thing is too. Thanks, awesome segue. Ding ding ding. Stone Soup is actually, I have found myself in uncomfortable situations where we're waiting for somebody or things aren't beginning and there's lots of people staring at me. And I said, you guys want a story? And Stone Soup was the thing that popped into my head the first time I did it. And so I do that often and just start storytelling Stone Soup. And it's different every time, which is fun.
Yeah, it's a great story. Just about everybody creating something by coming together. So I have another question about your what's on your card, though.
Uh-huh.
So, by the way, the Reiki healing, the reason I did it is because I was seeing a therapist for a short time, cognitive behavioral therapy. We were talking about this the other day. And she recommended that I
do some
see
Reiki?
A Reiki healer. And mm-hmm. I had a woman who came into my home and
that's great.
Did a session. Yeah. So it's kind of like a massage without touching.
When I am like really pent up in stress, anger, grief, and it just like seems really hard and solid on me and weighing me down, is that's one of the best times to get Reiki. When you're really stressed, boy, it just takes that layer off so you can think again.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. I've been.
We need entrepreneurial Reiki.
It's a good thing.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Should we say how we know each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
We know each other through so many, actually, a ton of people. Right. To be
say
honest,
say it together.
People.
One, two, three.
But the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small businesses. Yeah.
High five. Awesome.
Yeah, we both did that class. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think to myself,
together.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it might get, use your knowledge. You have knowledge. Do those things that
words.
We were told to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I owned Busted Bra Shop. She has Coventry Creations. Doxy does event things like nobody's business. Works mm-hmm. with Burners Without Borders. She's in Rotary with me. She works with Burning Man. She is an artist in her soul. I know. I can see that.
I help facilitate the dreams of others.
See, there you
I
go.
I support artists.
And Lisa is an amazing lawyer.
I help facilitate the dreams of others, but not in a way less fun way. I read the contracts.
She's always like, I'm like, I have shit that I need somebody to read that has a better vocabulary. That's her. So Lisa will say stuff that you go, oh, wait, those were really big words. And it's because she knows them. She knows how to use them. It's impressive. Her vocabulary.
My superpower is words.
And reading.
But not in a fun way.
Can I bounce on something you said?
Yeah.
This gathering is, you know, it's a way to release and it's a way for victim to victory. I like that. That's mm-hmm. a really good catchphrase.
Thank you.
Three words, even though it's not. But anyways. I listened to this podcast called The Resource Response, The Response last night. And you can't hear me? Okay, so it's called The Response. And the first one was about how when there's a disaster, communities all come together. And all the creative things that we do to get shit done and get through, you know, the bureaucratic stuff, because the bureaucrats aren't there. You know, the government's not there to help us. It's you and I helping each other.
Amen.
Right? And what a disaster does is it brings people together. And right now, I really wish that we could maybe think about the time and the space that we're in as a disaster, because that's how we're all feeling. This is stressful. It's overwhelming. We feel lost. We just don't know what to do. And we need more moments where we can reach out. Mm-hmm. Just reach out and say hi and reach out and say, hey, you know, like reach out to somebody that we don't know or wouldn't necessarily, you know, communicate with and just say, what can I do for you? Or just acknowledge another human being.
Yeah.
And this gathering is yet another way to do that. So you're bringing community together in a way that's really important. And you may never know what tomorrow's going to do to the people who are there and the release that you're giving them. And you don't need to.
I have this commitment yet detachment to this event. I'm committed. I'm excited. I'm profoundly affected by it already. But a detachment as to its success.
Expectations.
And the expectations of it. And everyone's asking me, how many people do you expect? And I said, 10? 200? I have no idea. And that's okay. That's totally okay. Because whoever needs this is going to show up.
So I do a lot of events. I host a lot of things and stuffs. And I don't care if 4 people show up. If four of us show up and it's a success and we've made a connection, we win. It doesn't have to be 200 people. It doesn't have to be these numbers that we think that means we did well. The press was there. I don't care about any of that. I care about the fact that you and I just made a human connection and our souls touched.
That's a big deal. And you know what I love about this generation that's coming up, the younger millennials and then the Gen Z or whatever the new name is.
We're running out of alphabet. What are we going to do? Yeah. Is the next one going to be double A?
Well, yeah.
My brother has. I was going to say.
Maybe they'll have the energy of batteries.
Yeah. Well, these kids, and because I have one of them, so they're still kids, they're craving connection and they're recreating the world in their own image. They're really saying, out. Yeah. See ya. Okay. Bye. I'm so not interested in your paradigm. I'm just going to go create my own.
Well, they watched our generation have everything means nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Right? They watched us, you know, sucked into the charade. And where do they get us? Pretty vacant community that we've got around us. So they're like, no, I'm not buying into that paradigm.
I'm watching my 21-year-old daughter demand a better world. Mm-hmm. Not ask for it. Not say, it's my turn. No, she's demanding that things are different. She's demanding a different experience and different respect. And she inspires me.
Well, and to your point, Doxy, one of the things, I think I just read in, it was The Economist, but it could have been another magazine online. But they were talking, the article was about the rise in loneliness and how badly people are needing a connection because we're all, you know, attached to our phones. So we're like texting people and we're emailing and we're on social media.
And it's so superficial.
But it's so superficial. And then, you know, we're alone and we don't feel like there's anybody that.
Yeah.
Really gets us.
I'm struggling with a thing, and I'm talking about this with not only my therapist but other people, is that there's this societal pressure right now to have every interaction super meaningful, that everybody in the room you have to really deeply connect and be present for. And I don't think that's possible because in the past, if we wanted to hang out and have any kind of human interaction, we just show up at the coffee house.
Right.
We're from the gen of just, you know, bad poetry at coffee houses. And
hundreds of years.
Right. Yeah. And I'm from a small town where my mom was one of 12 and my dad had a very small family, but hundreds of cousins. So literally I was at your shop the other day and I ran into a cousin.
Because it was wild. She came in. What's your last name?
Yeah. She came in and she was like, my last name is Burden. Last name. And I'm like, what? And then she spelled it. And I'm like, okay, we're cousins. We're related because I'm related to everybody with that last name in the state. And we're cousins.
I love
it. She's like, yeah, back from Sheboygan. I'm like, yep, that's where I'm from. So I ran into a cousin. But if I still lived back home, I would have family. And yeah. I would have, I don't have any family down here. You don't have any family here.
All no, your but you're in my South. Family.
Right.
Small towns have that lovely charm.
Right. I mean, they also have everybody in your business.
Yeah, but that part's definitely not lovely.
But you have the connection of you always go to grandma and grandpa's for Christmas and your 42 cousins are there and you go hang out with your
like
cousin.
Them all. And, you don't right, have you don't to have like to, them all.
But Amen. You still have the.
We didn't choose them.
Right.
Right. But you still have the. There's a tribe.
Right.
Right. Like there's that tribe of people who kind of grew up in the same way and they get it because they get like they know which uncle's crazy and they know like they know. Right. And even if you don't have a big family in a small town, you still have that like unless you're an outsider coming in. If you've lived there for generations, you know, mm-hmm. everybody knows. Everybody knows that you avoid that lady on the corner because she'll yell at you to get off your lawn.
But if that lady fell.
They would
because you know who she is.
Exactly.
You would be there if right. she fell sick and yeah. was in the hospital and you'd all be bringing casseroles.
And I have to say, when I lived in Detroit, it was like that too, even though it's a huge city because it was such a small town.
Detroit's the biggest small town ever.
Yeah. I don't know that's if it's, the best.
It's
that way.
Getting diluted. Well, and that's fine. It has to change. Yeah. Things need to go through its own change. And there's still lots of space to have our own small towns.
But we had our tribe here.
But we had our tribe here. And a lot of them went to become entrepreneurs. And fortunately and unfortunately, one of the things that happens, because I was talking about depression amongst entrepreneurs, is that we're with our customers who we're trying to please. Mm-hmm. We're with our employees who that relationship is different.
It's parental.
It just is. It's just different.
We need a support
group. And sometimes
group
they're the
for,
parents. And yeah. some, you know.
Yeah.
But
we need like
not
an entrepreneur owner's support group.
Well, yeah. But then when do you have time? Because then you go home to your family
right.
and they don't want to hear. So when
and
is
they don't
the
get
time?
It. They don't get
you,
it either.
We have to. Well, busy is my middle name. And I have to stop and say, what is valuable? What's my return on investment on all this busy?
Mm-hmm. So a new saying I've got, busy's not a badge of honor.
Yep.
Who fist bump?
Boom!
So, and I had mentioned this to you the other day, that it was like sort of, if it doesn't make you happy,
I wanna
help your business or take care of your family, should you be involved in it? Like, because you get asked to do 20 different things.
Yeah.
The power of
and you feel like an obligation to do it.
Yeah.
Did you just say the power of now?
No. It's the power of no.
Oh, my God. Because I started trying to read that fucking book.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the guy is sitting on a bench for 2 years. I'm like, I can't. No, I can't.
I have a rule with self-help books because I've written a couple.
Really?
That's the Akashic Readings.
Oh, this was my next question.
And I looked up what it caught. Did I share that with you?
No.
The Akashic book. I actually looked all that stuff up.
I had a character.
I need to do these things. I started trying to meditate when I would go to Chicago. You really have inspired me to try to to find out who all this was inside.
I wrote a short story once and my character's name was Akasha. So what is Akashic?
So Akasha is a Sanskrit word and it means like ether or sky or another dimension. Like a
okay,
like a
I had no idea
dimension.
When I named my character when I was in high school.
It's a good
by the
word,
way.
Though. I heard that word when I was growing up, but it didn't mean anything to
right.
me. But the Akashic Records is, simplistically put, it's your soul's entire existence. The record of your soul's entire existence.
I want a reading.
Okay.
I need a reading.
All right. We'll do this. And so when you tap into your Akashic Records, it's actually pretty easy. It's kind of like stepping into a dream realm. Some people talk about how you have to do all this prep and stuff to get into the Akashic Records. But really, they're yours, so you can go there. We go there all the time. That's where we get a lot of inspiration and brand new ideas from. And if we just do it consciously.
Just tapping into the lizard brain.
Yeah. If we just do this consciously, then we have a lot more resources.
So when you do this, I'm imagining like you get a reading, like you would go to a psychic or something. Like, do you go into a room individually? Like, how does what's the process?
The process when I do a reading is that it's usually one-on-one. I can do it over the phone or face-to-face because I have customers all over the country. I almost said world. I have, well, Canada, that counts.
That counts.
Yeah.
It does.
In more than America.
I'll call you from Romania.
International.
Be good.
I'm international. Actually, the Coventry Creations products are sold in 700 stores around the world.
Oh, wow.
Well, bam, yeah. Sister. That's huge. Yeah.
23 years?
26.
Wow.
I've been here for 26 years. great. So this I just
don't play.
I started making candles to make money to go to college, and instead I went to, you know, the School of Life, the School of Hard
you
Knocks.
You spoke at the Goldman Sachs graduation.
Yes.
She did.
I did.
Yay!
Because we're all unicorns. That was the theme of my little speech. Is that we're one in a million, literally. We're all unicorns. So Akashic Record readings, because I'm getting squirrely with you, is
welcome to the podcast.
we sit down or we make a one-on-one connection, and I help you get into a good space energetically, and then you're able to tap into your Akashic Records. Akashic readings are like a co-reading. We do this together because you're having your own experiences at the same time I take you through it. I want to empower you. Everything. Yeah, I recently was asked by one of my coaches, what is my contribution to the world? And we spent a lot of time with it. And I got down to, and every time I say this, I get goosebumps. Empowered belief is my contribution to the world. I want to help people find their own empowered beliefs and connect with them. Because when we're empowered, we realize that we are in the driver's seat. This is our bus. This is our road. We're deciding where we go. We hold the map. And belief is that belief in yourself, that belief that you can actually do it. And we got to go through a lot of layers of junk because humanly in our humanity, we continue to find things to stop us from experiencing our power. But I think that's part of the meaning of life is to find and awaken our own power. And empowered, awakened, and free. Circling back to the event tomorrow night in downtown Ferndale. Look for a crowd of people.
Look for lots of circles.
Look for lots of circles. So I just like that.
I like that a lot. Well, I like circles. So 8's my favorite number.
Empowered what and free?
Awakened Thank and you. Free.
So circles are great.
We're doing, and just to give you a rundown of what we're going to do, so you don't think it's like super weird, are we going to, you know, it's pretty basic. We're going to do a guided meditation on thanking, embracing and thanking your dark self who held all this pain for you. And in there, release your voice, your powerful voice from that pain. And then we'll be doing some drumming and singing. Amy Sari, who she's a sound sorceress, and she teaches a lot of music, and she has written all of these amazing non-denominational chants. I get goosebumps when I hear her stuff. We're doing some of her chants, and then after that, we're doing a blessing of water. And a dear friend of mine brought back water from Bridget's Well in Scotland, which is at a crossroads. So we're using some of that water with other water. I've made a whole bunch of tiny little vials of water. We're going to bless that. And from that blessing of the sacred waters, allow healing to take place in our life. So we're going to empty a little by releasing that pain. We're going to refill by blessing ourselves with water, do some singing and chanting, which gets us in the mood. And it's just going to be about being okay with who you are. And the goal is less than an hour because it's going to be cold.
It'll be cold. It would be great to bring Lively to that, I think. He was actually playing his drum that Patrick brought in from Africa last night.
I love it.
It was kind of wild.
Yeah, men, women, all genders, all faiths, everyone's welcome, whether you're a survivor or you're a support person. Sometimes survivors need a lot of support people. Sometimes the support people need someone to share some of that love with.
Yeah. When I was very, very young, bad things happened. So how lots of these stories start, right?
Right.
And we were going to a Baptist church, and the preacher said, anybody wants to come down, wants to be reborn? And in my 5-year-old head, I thought, oh, I can get a new clean body. That'll be amazing. My mom couldn't sit on me hard enough. And I got out from underneath her and I ran down. And I was like, me, 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 I want to do it. And so I remember being baptized into the water, cleaning, being rose again, fresh new body. And I was like
a
cool.
Full body dip?
In my mind, full body dip. We were in white robes. They put us all the way down. And,
woohoo!
Oh, yeah, old school. And came up, and I was like, awesome. New life, get to go again. Not a problem. All that's behind me. Washed clean. And I really believed that for a very, very long time. And then when I got into the teenage years and we heard about other negative things that happened to girls. And I was like, oh, yeah, but that was fine. I got a whole new thing. And I thought to myself, where did that come from? I've always been okay.
That came from the divine.
Isn't that great?
That's why water is powerful. So sacred and so healing. That's beautiful. So I love that story because it really illustrates that it's not all just what we see and feel and can touch and intellectualize. Mm-hmm. There's another layer to all of us, and it's pretty scary for most people to tap into that emotional and spiritual layer. It's very uncomfortable because when you start tapping into that layer, I teach a lot of classes on magic and empowerment. And one of the things I say is that the minute you reach for your magic, the minute you reach for something more, you are now responsible for it.
Accountability.
but you have to step outside of your uncomfortable comfort zone. Nothing's going to come to you there. You know, I don't know how many times I've told someone, you got to get off the couch when you do a love spell.
Got to do the work.
If you're going to do a love spell, the only person that's going to show up at your house is like the repairman and the postman.
Mailman.
Yeah. Yep. So unless you're just, you know, going to have him ring twice, you need to get out into the world and go meet your magic halfway. And so that's what
you did.
Yeah, that's what you did is you said, I'm going to make a change. And so you did. And there's a lot of times when I'm going into the Akashic Records and I'm working with people, and sometimes we need to clear some pain bodies and heal something. So we do a virtual water. They get into the healing wells and we just put them all in there and we'll let that pain body dissolve. And that's what a baptism is.
Huh. Very cool. Now, here's another thing. And we can talk about this. When we wanted babies, lost lots of babies, couldn't get babies. Doctor said no babies to both of us, me and my husband. So we were in Ireland and went to St. Patrick's Church. We also went to a cathedral in Munich where the Pope's home was at that point. And we did it at both places. We put a euro in. Mm-hmm. We lit a candle. I wrote in to the prayer book for fertility and having a baby. Mm-hmm. Very specific. We got pregnant that weekend. And I carried him. And he's perfectly healthy. And we lit a candle.
It's beautiful.
It was like, huh, that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So I want to write a letter back to St. Patrick's and say, by the way, your congregation's awesome.
Thanks.
And we went to the Guinness factory. Guinness is good for you. Important.
Could have been the beer.
Could have been the beer.
No. And we went to the Jameson factory.
Could have been the whiskey.
Could have been the whiskey. So,
3, 4, knows? 6 packs. I don't know.
I'm not going to say that's a bad thing.
So we have 11 minutes left or something like that. And we just went through a lot of fascinating, fun things. And I don't think we're done with you.
No.
Anytime.
We are not done with you. We have so much to learn from you. And there's people walking by. It's very unusual. We did change our time. I think you probably noticed that on Facebook Live.
I like 11 o'clock.
You like 11 o'clock? Oh, yeah. Got more sleep?
Got more morning time.
Lisa, you like 11 o'clock? She's like, whatever.
She's like, whatever.
I don't give a shit. Okay, so we have more things to discuss because you weren't here last week, so we didn't talk about The Damned.
The Damned, an exhibition of enlightened darkness. Can I talk? Yeah? Okay. So,
no, you can't talk. Shut up.
You've never asked for permission before.
Well, I know, right? But, you know. Anyways, so the Damned exhibition is happening this weekend. It is the 11th year that this event has been happening, and it happens at the Tangent Gallery in Detroit, Michigan. There are performances from Satori Circus. There's just so many names. I'm not even going to give them. Dixon's Violin will be there, Marcus. So it actually starts tomorrow, which is Thursday, October 25th. There are three nights, and each night has a theme. So tomorrow's night is... Things in threes. Ba-boom. So tomorrow night is The Darkness. Starts at 7 o'clock. And Friday is The Enlightenment. Also starts at 7 o'clock. Actually, the VIPs start at 7. Public openings are at 9 o'clock for both nights. And then Saturday is The Masquerade. And again, The Masquerade starts at... the VIP starts at 7. Public doors are at 9. This is a wonderful... experience of going into the dark psyche, going into the dark parts of our being.
Love it.
Yeah.
So do we come in masquerade for the masquerade night?
Absolutely mandatory. you and not Halloween costumes. Big difference. So don't.
Oh,
come,
I've got masks.
Yeah. So
got a plague mask.
It's
too.
It's each night you can come dressed up, but the masquerade it's mandatory. But it's opulent and it's beautiful. And there's the gallery space, and then there's the performance space, and the gallery space is just dark art from all over the world, and some of this stuff is really deep. And there's a store there as well that you can buy some prints of some of the things. Performances are happening probably every hour, every half an hour. I'm actually the stage manager for this event. It's kind of fun. The VIP sections are lovely, and you get usually tasties or like absinthe, which is always kind of fun.
Have you ever had absinthe?
Yeah, when love it.
You and Peter Zeiler.
I've had it one time. It. Well, unfortunately, I
like
had
anise.
It straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just was like, oh, sure, I'll try it. And they're like, but the sugar
You
cubes.
Didn't do it right.
I was like, yeah.
I suspect that part of it was that I did not do it right, but I also would just yuck.
If you don't like anise, you're definitely not going to like it ever. But I do love
nice,
it.
It's a nice feeling, but it's
oh,
not
it's
a good taste.
Phenomenal body buzz. I don't even get messed up. So that's Friday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then next Wednesday is Halloween, which is great. Obviously October 31st at the Armageddon Beach Party Lounge in Detroit in Woodbridge neighborhood, sorry, where there's going to be a Halloween party for kids. And Zach Winchester is going to be hosting it, and I will be helping him. It is for kids from 4 till 9. And there's going to be events. Recycle Here is going to be having a table and, you know, with kids activities, which is great. And then the next day at the same space, Armageddon Beach Party Lounge, Detroit Cafe Du Mort is doing a community.
That's her.
Hi, yeah, sorry.
That's sexy.
Good things. It is. There's a group of us. So we're doing a community All Souls Day of the Dead altar. So, you know, come in costume.
What should people bring to your altar?
You bring something from somebody who has passed in your life and somebody who you care about. It can be a token. It can be an image. It can be anything that represents that memory, and bring it. You'll be able to take it home as well. But this is just bringing all of our love to one space to honor the ancestors. So I believe in honoring the ancestors every day, those who've come before us and those who've yet to come.
So I surprised Lee with the whole idea of bread offerings on Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, yeah.
She did not know about that.
So share bread offerings. But and you can also bring food. So food offerings are very popular for altars.
Yeah, I did. I mean, there's so many things in the world that I don't know that I like to learn about.
And that's part of why we do the cafe.
People often ask me why offerings of food, wine, whatever, on altars, especially to ancestors or different divine allies that you're working with. And here's my theory.
Lots of cultures have it.
Yeah, lots of cultures. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yes,
so as I was meditating on this and asking guidance, the answer that I got over and over again is that if you want them to bring blessing into your life and to create physical, tangible change in your world, they need that energy.
Nourish
physical,
them.
Tangible energy, nourishment to be able to do that. Otherwise, it's all like whispery, ethereal, spiritual.
It reminds
energy.
Me of, and I'm going to go back to one of our favorite shows, which should be coming out in 2019, American Gods.
Oh, yeah.
The leprechauns and fairies and the Irish leaving bowls of milk
yeah.
and bread.
Same thing. Yeah, absolutely.
But you saw how hard that was for her. To yeah. leave it because that was a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Food was a sacrifice.
Oh,
right
call.
Now,
we are so
we have grown up in a time when food is readily available.
Right.
We don't have to
but
fight
for
it.
Not everybody has food security.
Not everybody right. has it, but think it in
generations ago.
Not even that far ago.
Right. My grandparents.
My mom.
Right.
Yeah, my mom and growing up.
That the hunger, but giving something on an altar like that was a sacrifice.
Yep.
I was looking at some ancestry on both parents' sides and realizing how big the Spanish flu was and how many people died.
Oh, yeah. It killed more people than World War I.
And a lot of my ancestors died of the Spanish flu. And looking at that and then looking at the kids and the uncertainty of what's going to happen to us, where are we going to live, how are we going to eat. And that is really just two generations ago. I mean, that's my mom's generation, my dad's generation. They were the kids that were left behind from the parents who passed from the Spanish flu or other things, it was kind of easy to die.
Yeah, the Spanish flu was devastating. Yeah. And they did, more people died from the Spanish flu than of World War One.
And we don't, and so that's why I watch the senior citizens get so adamant about the flu shots, et cetera, et cetera. Vaccines. And where we're like, no, that's too much. But that insecurity, that food insecurity is kind of going back to Akashic Records of, I think that some complexes and some issues that are passed down generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. And another food insecurity with the Great Depression, we had talked about before, animals and animal signs, and the cat on the back of like someone's house with hobos.
Oh, the symbol. Sending the symbol. Cat. Yep, for sure.
So that they knew that, you know, the next person to come by knew it was a friendly household where, you know, somebody would come out to the back door and give them food if they were hungry. Mm-hmm. So it's food insecurity is, not being food insecure is a very new thing, right?
And circling back to some of our first statements about community and human connection and caring, that that there was people who would feed the homeless if they came to their door.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's such a huge thing. Oh my God, that person is amazing. That restaurant is amazing that they, you know, have foods for the homeless.
They're doing what they should do.
So, right. Well, and we do have a big missing thing here is we are not a culture and a generation of churchgoers.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Where that the church did all that.
Yep.
And we're not. So this whole thing, well, that's the church's job. And I'm like, well.
Wow. Well, and it's not only but who answers their door?
Yeah,
I don't answer that. Like, we keep our doors closed, the fence, you know, the yard's fenced in.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a, you know, if somebody doesn't come to the door and say, hi, can you give me help? Because nobody's gonna be there. They've all got a ring and they're looking at it and it's not anybody, mm-hmm. you know, like,
and
you know,
scary.
Do you text me before you're coming over?
I work with the homeless for a lot of reasons, and personally is because I know what it's like to be hungry.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's, you know, if you niche it all down, like it is close for some of us.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of us, it isn't. And I'm fortunate and lucky that I'm able to, you know, to help others. So I'm really glad it's become a fad.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I love that, but it's like, let's do that full circle of that. It's such a, oh my gosh, it's a unique thing that someone's doing this. But if you think about it, 2-3 generations ago.
Yeah.
Right. And then it makes you see why we have the loneliness that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're isolated in our homes. Yep. We have TV and podcasts and everything else blaring at us, but we don't have any community connection because we, you know, we don't go to church. We don't open the
door
to strangers.
Which is why we have so many subcultures. And subcultures are important, you know, because, you know, okay, I'm going to like very quickly, like Burning Man. I'm very involved in Burning Man. Mm-hmm. And you know, people joke that it's a cult. Sure, whatever. I mean, but it is a place for affluent white folks to have a community. Like, we all find our niches somewhere, no matter what it is, because 2 generations ago, our families did go to the church. You had the community downtown area or whatever. There was much more. Our worlds were a lot smaller,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? And now that our worlds are so much bigger, and if you live in a big city, it also takes away from that connection. Like, sometimes I go to the UU church just because I want to hear someone orate. I need that, mm-hmm. which is weird. Anyway, I mean, I'm a recovered Catholic, but every once in a while, I just need that sense of belonging in a space.
Come to the Episcopal Church. Just one time.
I will. Yeah, because Father Scott's amazing.
Father Scott's amazing.
My God, that guy can talk.
Corner of Woodward and Warren.
Yes.
It's an amazing, amazing place to be. And my son sings there. I love it. Okay. This has been an amazing hour.
Just as an FYI, I don't know how you get tickets or anything, but down the street at Cass Tech tomorrow night, 44 is going to be here.
What's that? What?
Barack Obama.
At Cass Tech High School?
Yeah. Shut up. Friday night. Friday night.
You can get tickets today. I don't know where.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it and I was like, okay, that's cool. But yeah, he's going to be at Cass Tech Friday.
Shut up.
I love him.
Oh, how much are the tickets for the damned party?
Go online. It is, I'm going to give you the, oh, my Facebook email
Hello, oh my.
God box doing things.
She's going to find out the price for the dams.
Well, there are different nights, right? So each night has...
Yeah, the masquerade's probably a different price than correct. The enlightened or whatever.
Yeah. Now let's see.
I love that Thursday night is the darkness, yes. And we're doing that ritual when it's going to touch on darkness.
Yeah, like, yeah. Absolutely.
And you could go mode. And you could go to yours and then head down there.
You totally could.
Oh, you could absolutely do both evenings.
Can we drive our own darkness over there?
Can we drive our dark? I don't even know. Yes.
I'll just send it over. Wheels. Mine probably does. With flames.
I was
going to
try
ass.
And do a live stream, but there's really no lights where we're going to be except for some street lights, and that's just going to.
You're just going to have like a bunch of dark. Yeah. And like a spot.
And then muffled
like
voices.
Scooby-Doo eyes.
Right. And then like muffled voices from the distance because you can't. We have no microphones.
Okay. Yeah.
I have the prices. For the VIP on Thursday, which is the absinthe tasting, that is $40 plus the regular night. General admission for at 9 o'clock is $15. On Friday, there is a VIP tapas tasting, which is $40. Regular intermission or admission, sorry, is at 9 p.m., $15. The masquerade ball is $6.60. I guess I hadn't noticed that.
The
That's
cackle.
Hilarious. And it's a multi-course meal, and it's very and it's a strolling entertainment. And then VIP, that's a VIP that starts at 7 o'clock as well. And general admission is $20, and that's at 9. So and then there's also a masquerade ball VIP admission and. That's a separate lounge area. So if you want to just go and relax, and that's
$35. But we can find all that.
But yeah, go to thatdamnedshow.com.
Oh, that's great.
That damn show.
That damn show.
Yeah. And my friends have been putting this on for years. It's a wonderful community experience. Yeah. Like the people who have been putting this on, Devious and Joe and all the people who support them because they love their vision and Miss Jessica. It's a family. It's an absolute family, and I went to it 1 year, and I've been hooked ever since. So, and Atelier Gothic is there, and they do a fundraiser for BWB, and it's just – it's everybody helping everybody. I mean, it goes back to that where we're all supporting one another, and it's – oh, and a lot of the art's for sale.
So this month, being October, we have touched on breast cancer. Survivors.
I forgot to get my mammogram. It's the month, isn't it?
Get your it mammogram, is. Damn it. And we have talked on Halloween. We've done spiritual
Resurrection men.
Yep. So next month is in this country, we do Thanksgiving. So I think we will touch on thankfulness in our own spirituality.
It's also National Novel Writing Month.
It is National Novel Writing Month. Isn't it Mustache Month or something, too?
Movember.
Yeah, No Shave November.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to touch on all those things. If you have something to contribute to those discussions, please contact us on Bras, Bitches, and Balls at the Facebook page. We really appreciate it. We're going to let the vomit spots go out. You guys have a great week. See you next week at 11. Stay bitchy.
Your nails are amazing.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks.